Compendium Cliché Productions present... Istanbul Express. Starring Laramie Colander, Cecily Umbridge, Gauch Edelstumpen, Solfège Desespoir, Lapsang Oblong, and Ethelbert Utter. With J. Finlay Nude, Gloria Gravy, Thelma Witherspoon, Parsley Strap, and T. Titus Crutch. Story by C. Philpotts Kloppenheim. Screenplay by Chester Keops, Gaylord Crawdad, and Moisha Feinschreiber. Sets by Luscious Artifact. Costumes by Del Harper. Miss Umbridge's numerous gowns by Fettuccini of Scapa Flow. Hairstyles by Wallace Follicle. Makeup by Chitterling Prawn. Photography by Gizmo Glaucoma. Technical advisoress, Shirley Cakebread Massengill. Music composed and conducted by Sir Alistair Gass. Played by the Billingsgate Symphonette. Recorded in Pantraumatic Sound by Cicatrix Supine. And produced by Porcine Patisserie for Magma Plasm Films.
The makers of this film have been asked by officials of the British Foreign Office to assure the audience that all coincidences herein contained are purely similar. I think that was how it was supposed to go, wasn't it, Sir Harry? This bloody music is so damn loud right here.
Voilà, Monsieur Gadelès.
What?
The railroad station, Gadelès.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
300 francs, s'il vous plaît.
Here you are.
Merci, Monsieur. Is it that you take the voyage, Monsieur?
No, actually. I'm only here to use the men's room. All the baggage is to throw you off the scent. What a question. Pourquoi demandez-vous?
Pourquoi alors? Parce que...
I was afraid of that.
And, Monsieur, if I were you... With a briefcase chained to my left wrist, I would be aware of the Black Countess on that Orient Square.
Hey!
I don't like this. Don't like it at all. I'd better bring up the chief at GHQ. There's still time before...
Good morning, MI5. May I help you? Paris on the line for Mr. Burnley. Just a moment, I'll put you through.
Orient Express Division, Burnley speaking. Careful what you say.
Harley here, Chief. XN9 and all that. Look, I'll have to make it short. The Orient thing in me pulls out in two ticks. But I say, Chief, who the blazes is the Black Countess?
Ye gods, man, not on the telephone.
Terribly sorry. But the cabbie who dropped me here buzzed off with a cryptic remark that I ought to beware of this Black...
Don't you dare utter that name again. I don't like this, Harley. Too fraught by far. The papers are still safe, I trust. Still clinging for dear life to that attaché case.
Chief? Chief? The line's gone wonky. I can't hear a word.
Speak up, my boy. The fate of four nations hangs on those papers. They must get through.
Chief? The line... Oh, I can't...
Thank God you called. There's been a change of plan. Bit of a dust-up in Samarkand last week, and we had to revise everything. Now, keep an eye out for MK2.
Who?
Two, dash it, get the wax out. Now, she's got the final instructions for you when you get to Istanbul. If you get to, well, be that as it may. Remember, that train's usually pullulating with espionage agents. It's the season, you know. So be careful. These are perilous times. Now, MK2 has the password. She'll ask you if you're traveling light to Istanbul. Got that? And you will reply that one never travels light to a dark city. And Harley, do try not to sound too stagey about it. I can't impress upon you too strongly.
You've been cut off, Mr. Burnley. Just this side of Calais, I think.
Drat, they do work fast. I shall have to take steps. Esme, book me on the next plane to Munich, will you? There's a girl. Now, I'll need a good disguise.
Chief! Chief! Oh, damn. I never know where they're going to strike next. I say, porter! Où est l'Orient Express?
C'est tout à fait la même chose. Plus que ça change, plus
si
que ça c'est la même
chose. Par un comportamento a Barcelona, c'est ridicolo.
Non sa più cosa son, cosa faccio. E Mario, ecco un artista!
Ah, c'est quand je donnais à Herr Bluten dopo. Non pensi à l'autre, je veux juste dire un goût de l'autre.
C'est un Erich Seiler, mais tu vois, c'est un express.
Can it say anything on it yet? Shake a leg and don't drop the violin.
Oh, Mario, it should be late. I just know it should be late.
Millicent, my dear, the older you get, the more you sound like the White Rabbit whenever you're hurrying to get somewhere.
We've never hurried for anything as important as this before, have we, Reginald?
No, Millicent, I don't suppose we ever have.
I only wish everybody didn't look quite so suspicious suddenly. Probably just because they're so foreign. Oh, here we are, the wagon lift numero 5.
L'Orient Express par 10 minutes par Munich, Vienne, Budapest, destination Istanbul. En voiture, mesdames, messieurs, en voiture.
Est en place.
Oh, merci, monsieur.
Par de quoi, I'm sure.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, I'm sure. But there must be some mistake. I booked this as a private compartment. Don't shut the door.
Please, you must help me. There is no time to explain. They are almost here. Quick, take me in your arms. So, my life is in your hands, monsieur.
But there is
no time. We have just been married and go to Vienna on our honeymoon. Please.
Terribly sorry to disturb you, Countess, but there is the matter of that little business in Baluchistan.
Yeah.
Countess, you are mistaken. I am only an ordinary woman on her honeymoon.
Will you explain this intrusion? I prefer to kiss my wife without benefiting an audience.
Your wife, sir?
Sir? You dare to suggest?
No, I suggest nothing, sir. Pray excuse a passing resemblance evidently unseated my reason. But then I was a delicate child and easily confused. Read Freud. My apologies and congratulations. Come, Glom.
Yeah.
I say, what is all this? Who are you?
I am Madame la Comtesse de la Pointe d'Appui. My husbands call me Lisa.
Husbands, eh? And does anyone else call you the Black Countess?
Why do you say that?
Your title, you are all dressed in black.
I am in mourning, monsieur. You must not judge everything by first impressions.
I see. Mourning, you say? One of your husbands?
Yes, the last one. He is dead. You are not kind, monsieur. Now I will ask you an embarrassing question. What is in that attaché case to which you cling so grimly, huh?
Oh, that? Oh, just papers. Diplomatic courier, you know. Now, see here. This nonsense has gone far enough. What is all this about? Who were those two odd-looking men? The dwarf and the fat man? What?
I must not say. See here, handsome stranger, you...
Davidson's the name.
You have held me in a bad moment. I will not forget it. I must go now. I think I had better slip off at the next stop.
See here! What strange perfume. If there is any danger from those two monstrosities, won't they wonder?
I was hoping you would think of that. Then you must be my husband for a little longer, no? Could you play this little comedy as far as Vienna, do you think? Huh?
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Sie sind sehr galant, handsome stranger.
Davidson.
Ich danke. Permit me.
My pleasure. Phew. A cigarette?
Yes, if you please. Danke schön. You have dropped your lighter.
Oops. Bounced smack onto the seat, of course. Pardon me.
What is under there, Mr. Davidson?
A man. He's rather dead.
But how can we be sure it was not her? The instructions said.
I know what the instructions said, but we must be sure. And we are not sure. One false step. I surely do not have to remind you how much hangs in the balance. We are not the only ones who must have those papers.
I know all that, Doctor, but I also know that had to be the Countess. Blonde, those wonderful bones, the scent of patchouli, dressed in black, beautiful and deadly. And she is beautiful, that swan-like neck. Just right for Pootsie here.
Put that switchblade away, you fool! How often must I reiterate, we must not attract attention. Oh, here, help me off with this cloak. Mind my beard.
If only you were not so fat.
Shut up, you evil dwarf. I will not allow you. You know how sensitive I am.
Sensitive, you great lumbering ox.
Basta, you idiot. Huh? This is no time for one of you little spats. Shut that knife, Glum. Put out your pistol, Doctor. Oh, really, Doctor, a pearl handle.
My mother's name was Pearl, sir, or something very like it.
Mr. Gregorian, what are you...
Can I? How often have you been told never to use that name?
Put up your own gun, sir. Glom may be a fallible instrument, but he has his uses. Remember Reykjavik.
Sure. I have used too many faulty tools already, Doctor. Bungles in Baluchistan, idiocies in Irkutsk. On every hand, our enemies are at our heels. My organization is as riddled with fools as a cheese with maggots. Oh, there are moments when I am tempted to retire to the paprika farm where I was born. And let the princess and the Black Countess fight it out.
British intelligence is after both of them.
I do not think they will be caught just yet, unless their rivalry sets them at each other's throats. It is that very rivalry I seek to exploit to gain those papers for our side in these.
Get up, Glum. Here comes the conductor. Oh, put your beard back on, fool.
Guten Abend, mein Herren. Fahrkarten, bitte.
Guten Abend. So...
Ich danke Ihnen schön, ein guter Reiser.
Get up from there, you worm. What must he have thought? Glum, what are you doing down there?
Well, don't just make faces at us. What is it?
It's a person.
What?
At least it used to be. He has a hole in his chest. Not a very big hole, but big enough.
Comfy, dear?
Very comfy, Reginald, thank you.
What are you reading so intently, my dear?
Dagger
of Doom? Oh, really, Millicent?
It's a murder mystery. I've never read one before. Simply fascinating. It's like a whole new world opening up.
But, Millicent...
I know. But I'm so tired of being the dowdy middle-class doctor's wife and always reading proving things. This is just one of the many silly things I've always wanted to do. And now that Aunt Plethora has left us all that money and you've been able to retire, I shall probably do a great many silly things. So be prepared, Reginald.
Oh, you're like a young girl again, Millicent. Well, I suppose you won't be wanting this pocket edition of Pilgrim's Progress.
Perhaps on the return trip, Reginald.
Millicent, what are you staring at up in the baggage rack? What's up there?
I'm not sure without my glasses, but it looks very like a stiff, Reginald.
Oh, what?
It's a word they use in this novel. It means a body, a dead body.
I'm not altogether sure I approve of that novel, Millicent.
Let me get my glasses. Yes, a little man. Chinese, I think.
Oh, why, yes, I believe you're right. Oh, most distressing. And on our second honeymoon, too.
How long have you been in this compartment? Speak, woman, this is serious.
Stop, you're hurting my arm.
Sorry.
A few minutes only. He must have been put under there before... She's coming.
Who?
My traveling companion.
Here you are, Countess. I've just
been in the loo, and I say there's something I simply must... Oh, terribly sorry.
Miss Perimeter, this is Mr. Davidson.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Perimeter's the name. Celery Perimeter. We sound like fellow countrymen.
As a matter of fact...
Thought so.
Perimeter, eh? Not one of the Wimbledon perimeters, consular service?
No, Buckshire. Artillery, on my mother's side.
Of course.
Quite. Well then, going far, Mr. Davidson?
Very far, but...
I see. Much luggage?
Beg pardon?
I thought perhaps you might be travelling light to Istanbul.
What a curious thing to say. No, actually, oodles of baggage elsewhere.
I see. Well then, Countess, there's a rather delicate something.
Yes?
It's dashed awkward, you know. I dropped my comb between the cushions in our compartment, and when I went after it, I found this dead man. Oddish-looking chap, wearing a turban and little pointy shoes. Small hole in his chest. Most upsetting.
This is serious.
Who is it, Glom? Turn him over.
Good heavens. Why, it's him.
It's him, all right, but how did he get here?
Ah, this is their work. Either the princess or the Black Countess. We must reconsider everything. The next stop is Munich. I must warn our agents in Bangkok. I do not like this. I do not like it at all. If their organization suspects that our organization is moving into their field...
If I might venture a suggestion...
Well, what is it?
The corpus. We ought to dispose of it.
Quick thinking, Doctor. Out the window with him.
But do we want him found?
Fool! Only three people in the world know who he really is. We are not among them. The window, quickly!
I do not like the idea of them being so close to us.
I only hope they stay away from me.
You're sure you're not traveling light to Istanbul?
Oh, stuff it, Miss Perimeter. That's the third time you've asked me that stupid question. This is serious. What are we going to do with this body?
You are right, Mr. Davidson. It is serious. I have recognized this person. He was my second husband. I never knew his real name. We passed like ships in the night. But I do not want to talk about it. He is better dead. I am better alive. The question is how to dispose of him.
But who? What?
All I can say with certainty is that he was one of the heads of IT. He must not be found here.
Push him back, Mr. Davidson. Someone's coming.
I feel the need to make some gesture of apology. Perhaps you and your party would join us at dinner?
Thank you, no. We are not yet ready to dine.
Some other time, perhaps.
Those fiends.
Aren't they the fiends in the next compartment?
Yes.
Well, let's let them take care of old It Boy here.
Smashing idea. We'll prop him up in the corner.
With a newspaper over his face.
The passage is clear. To work.
Really, Reginald? It's much too expensive.
Nonsense, my dear. We're rich now. You must adjust to our affluence, Millicent, or you'll spoil everything. A bottle of Peace Porter Gold Trotch and Spätlese is a mere trifle to us now.
I'll try to remember.
It's rather crowded in here, Millicent. Careful of those needles. Oughtn't you to have left your knitting?
I'm just turning the heel, Reginald, and
Did you call her, Signor? Ouch! I'm a stuck!
What did I tell you?
Oh, I'm so dreadfully sorry, young man.
Just a flesh wound. Nothing to worry about. I'll take this, please. Our apologies.
Oh, grazie.
And tell someone to bring us a bottle of your very best Peace Porter Gold Trotch and Spätlese. And not too chilled, mind.
Subito, signor. Un momento.
Oh, Reginald, you did that as to the mammal bone. Dusty bread, please. Oh, my, we're stopping. Where are we now?
The sign on the platform says Munich. Yes.
Oh, why, look what is getting on the train, Reginald.
Oh, isn't that the Chinese princess they're always writing up in those society magazines you insist upon reading?
I do believe. Oh, did you ever see so much luggage? That brocade must have cost a fortune. And why, that dragon down her back is solid gold.
And those furs, magnificent.
Oh, my, yes.
Yeah.
He was only going to send telegrams. Why isn't he back yet? I'm getting nervous.
He hasn't been gone 5 minutes. Blom, not a table.
It's only Putsy. Doctor, look. Look on the platform getting on.
That headdress with 100 golden bells. I'd know it anywhere. It's the princess. We're lost, Glum. Utterly lost unless we act with dispatch. Quick, back to the compartment. My cloak, my beard. No, this is terrible.
Look at them go.
I think something has happened. Or is about to happen. Or both.
Remove those curtains and hang up these silks. I cannot travel in such a dismal place. Place that box gently, Lounder, did you? If I find a single scratch on the lacquer, you will be pinned to the wall with lead-hot needles to your eyes. You, exercise utmost care with that tea service. It is 2,000 years old. Today. Hang these over the door, white-faced fool. You, hang these clothes over there. These seats are dust here. Cover everything with these skins. Be respectful, fools. Those are the skins of the clouded leopard of Tibet. The Dalai Lama himself. You, put this shade over that horrible light. Do not get the tassels tangled. Here, Senten. Where is that maid? Oh, there you are. See that they smooth those skins properly, then light the incense. Cushion. The oriental rugs. Cha-cha. Careful of that palm tree, Cleeton. It contains the souls of my ancestors. So, letters. Imperial incense offends plebeian nostrils. I am not surprised. Very well. Get out, all of you. Sensen, take this note to the doctor. You will find him cowering in the next compartment, disguised with a black beard and a cloak. If there are two men with black beards and cloaks, he is the fat one. Bring him here instantly.
How they do it. Few wines travel well, yet on the Orient Express, excellent piece Porter Gold Troption Spate Laser.
Shall we have another bottle? Moving our friend around whilst thirsty work.
Excellent idea.
Waiter!
So, you wish something?
Yes. Strange. There's something vaguely familiar. You didn't take our order the last time round, did you?
No, sir. I am come on train in München. What may I bring you?
Of course. Well, Nock, ein Flasche, Peisporter, Goldtropfen, etc. If you don't mind. Now, see here, Countess, who was that Chinese dragon who boarded us? I could see you knew her. A stunner, but her eyes would etch glass. Surely I've seen her photograph somewhere.
Doubtless. Every magazine which covers the international set must carry her likeness 100 times a year. She is the Princess Goldenbau. Last of an ancient line. She is one of the world's most highly born, well-educated, and wealthy women alive. Women loathe her on sight. Yet men find her irresistible for some strange reason. How I pity the poor moths that flutter too close to that flame. She is both famous and infamous. She moves in the glare of publicity, yet trails a shadow as vast as the empire her family lost long ago. She has no heart. And less so. She is, from what I have been able to discover, the absolute incarnation of insensate evil. And I dislike her intensely.
Of course. And I remember some rumors a while back, supposed to be the head of a vast spy ring, something truly sensational.
Worse.
I say, Harley, would the designation MK2 mean anything to you?
That's the new Italian racer, isn't it? Like a Zeno Franciscari, only with triple scoops and a Valvin head camshaft?
Silly of me to have asked.
Ecco, I... For the Contessa, Vitello Altonato. And for the Signorina, I... Scusi, I'm no feel good.
Joe! The poor wretch has fainted. Overworked, doubtless. Is there a doctor in the car?
I am a doctor, sir. Let me see.
What is a doctor?
Great Scott. Oh, I'm afraid so, young lady. Poor fellow.
Somebody must have put poison in the peas bought at
Gertrude. I couldn't say.
What is going on here?
Is that you?
Naturally, old boy. Careful of this tray. I'm not the world's best wine steward, after all. Pay no heed to me for the moment. Just stick to the drill.
The brown wig folded completely.
As intended. Papers still safe, I trust. Yes. Briefcase still attached. Good show. Now back to your courses. I have work of my own to do. This train is alive with spies tonight. Oh, I see you've contacted MK2. Jolly good. Shh. Yes, sir. I'm coming with your wine.
Dear me, another stiff.
I do not like the way things are going.
Come in, Doctor. I know you did not expect me, but there was an affair in Samarkand last week which has rendered this meeting necessary.
Your Highness,
you send no reports on Baluchistan, Doctor. No. Why is that?
Princess, I...
Have a lychee nut, Doctor?
No, thank you. I like lychee nuts, but they don't like me.
Some tea?
Yes, of course, Your Highness. Now about Baluchistan, the courier...
Yes, I know. Most regrettable, but where are the papers now?
I don't have them, Highness. I never got them. There was a slip-up somewhere. Well, highly regrettable, but it could not be helped. I left no stone unturned, believe me, but...
So, you have failed again, eh?
No.
This is one time too many. I have long suspected you, Doctor. You have failed before, and I think your failures are deliberate. Do you play a double game, perhaps, Doctor?
Oh,
Double agents die double deaths, you know. Are you not traveling with one of my arch enemies? That many faceted fiend who calls himself Gregory.
No. That is, yes, of course I am, but I can explain.
You see this fingernail, Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Long, is it not? And it feels sharp, no? All women have their weapons, Doctor, as you know. But the women of the Imperial House of Fong have a special weapon. This nail is like steel and its tip is poison. Feel it, Doctor?
Yes.
It stings just a little, does it not? Even without taking the skin.
Oh,
I thought so. I have to press a little harder against your fat, quivering flow.
Just so. Very well, Princess. Most persuasive, but... what would you have me do? I cannot...
You know what you must do, Worm. The papers are somewhere on this lane. Bring them here within half an hour, or...
So, a double game, eh, Doctor?
What?
I have long suspected some such thing.
You fat snake.
No, Princess. No sudden moves. Your organization has had reason to respect my marksmanship. No, don't twitch so much as a finger. I know what those elegant nails can do. I...
Dio mio!
Doctor! That incense! Get rid of it! Quickly! Don't you know what it is?
The incense?
You are old and slow now, Doctor.
Huh?
Have you forgotten Tierra del Fuego? Out the window with it! Who always can still call our souls our own?
What?
Remember what happened to Digby Blotherington.
Me God!
Stop! Oh, you put your hands away, Tassachin!
Ah, God, Sedong. And now, Princess, I think we shall talk a bit. First of all, I presume the bungle in Baluchistan was your work? I should have known. Your work has a certain style. Very well, Doctor. My course is clear from here on.
Huh?
We, too, have a treatment for double agents. Have you any final word, Doctor?
What? Sir, I do not understand.
I see by the quivering of your fat jowls that you do understand. Glum?
No, not glum. Anything but that. No, I beg of you.
Why not, Doctor? You have approved of his work until now, have you not?
That was different. I...
You called, sir?
I called. There is work for you, Glum.
Good. Pootsie and I are ready.
You will take care of our fat friend here in your usual elaborate style. But be quick about it. We are almost in Salzburg.
It gives me great pleasure to be of service, sir. No, Doctor. I've waited for this moment for a long time. Do not shrink from me, Doctor. You cannot back through that wall.
No, you don't. Not me, Glover. No, you wouldn't. I've been your friend, Glover. Your comrade. We
we've been through many things together, Glob. We've always stuck together. You couldn't! Gone! No, I'm out of my way, you yellow petal! This is all your fault! You'll never take me alive! Stay back, Glob! You monstrous dwarf! You foul bit of sewer scum! You'll never do your dirty work on me! I've seen too much of it! God have mercy on the poor sinner! I couldn't help what I did! I've always hated it! I was forced to it! Get away from that window, woman! Let me out of here!
Stop him!
Too bad. I always wanted to work on the doctor. I never had a subject who offered me so much scope.
That's all right, Glum. The important thing is accomplished. We'll keep an eye out for a substitute, though. In this game, there are always more where that one came
from.
Yes,
sir. I'll go back to the compartment and wait.
And now what?
I'm not sure. Several courses present themselves.
Some tea while you decide.
I trust your tea no more than I trust your incense. Thank you, though. So, the papers then are on this train. We all know that. But who has them?
I do not know.
Do you know the Black Countess, Princess? I see you do. Well, she is on this train. Did you know that?
I deduced it. But how do you know? No living person has ever seen her.
Naturally, I also deduced it. Now, I think this constitutes a bond between us. We both fear her and must protect ourselves. I think we must work together for a little princess.
Perhaps so. Very well. Do you think she has a paper?
If she did, she would not be on this train, and the world would be in flames. No, someone else has them.
British intelligence also likes the Orient Express. Did you know that?
Whenever I board this train, I assume it. That vapid young man with the attaché case is one of their most...
Precisely, Mr. Gregorian. Take his gun, MK2.
Quite, XN9. Just hand it over. But first, that's a good boy.
Not too close to the kitty cat with the long claws, old girl.
I know. I think we should clip that she-dragon's claws, you know, as a public service.
These wire cutters should do the trick.
I am honored that the British intelligence favors us with such multiple attentions.
If a thing's worth doing, it's worth doing well. Besides, I wanted to be in on this kill personally. I haven't forgotten Baluchistan, or Danzig, either, for that matter. You've done a lot of damage, Professor Meisterstuck.
Ah, so you know that too, eh?
You'd be surprised at what all we know.
Now, Celery. Good girl. Hold her fast. She might bite.
Steady on, madam. A little jiu-jitsu never hurt anyone. If you're ready to officiate, Chief.
Rightio.
Celery! Only part of my brother is sacred. The embassy. So here it is.
I dare say. And with great joy, no doubt. You've been an embarrassment to them for years. Careful there. There we are. Oh, my. Your headdress has come askew. Better fix it.
Son of devil!
Well, now that the Serpent of the Yangtze has been defanged, what shall we do with this charming couple till we get to Salzburg?
Well,
For the moment, everyone will remain exactly as they are.
Good man, Glom.
Not so fast, Professor Meisterstuck. Huh? Very interesting, all these developments. Extremely interesting. Pardon me if I do not come all the way into the compartment. It's becoming rather crowded.
Fortunately, the broken windows provide adequate ventilation.
The English and their love of fresh air. Now, sir, if you are Professor Meisterstuck, then you are the man responsible for the death of the only thing I ever loved.
You loved?
Yes. I was human once, Professor. It may surprise you to know that. I know it would have surprised the doctor. I was not handsome or charming or rich, but I was human. And one day in Vienna, one of your agents kidnapped my little dog. Putzi was her name. That was in your vivisection days, Professor. You have come a long way since then.
Poor Joe.
Man, I do not want your sympathy. Remember, I am not human. I have few desires left to me after my training with the doctor, but one of the few is revenge.
Hey, Norman Gottes, I didn't know. Oh, forgive me, Glum, I beg you. How could I have known? Glum, are you bad and good to you, Glum? No, get away. No, no.
Nasty beast. But I did not shoot him out of altruism. Stay where you are. Under the seat with him, somebody. It becomes crowded. No, I have business of my own to settle with this professor person. First, I remove this wig.
Gott! Lisa!
Ja, Ludwig. It is I, Lisa. Little Lisa. The Milchmaid from Oberpfaffenhofen. We have not met for some time, have we? Not since your white slavery days. But I was cleverer than most, Ludwig. I did not remain long in that brothel in Buenos Aires. A very rich senator took a fancy to me. Meet my first husband, Mr. Davidson. He has come a long way since then. From the enslavement of farm girls' bodies to the attempted enslavement of Western civilization.
Oh, it's not as bad as all that.
If my information is correct, it's much worse. Quite as reprehensible as the princess's little operation. Pop him off, Countess. Half the world will be your debtor.
I know. Still, it seems too small a debt for so great a monster. There ought to be something more appropriate somehow. I ought to have let Glom live a little longer.
Don't dither, Countess. We pull into Salzburg at any moment.
Countess, those back clothes. Can it be...
No, Princess, no. I am not she who is called the Black Countess. I work alone. My mission has been purely personal in this. And it is almost done.
Almost, but not quite, madam. I have always wondered what your game was. Permit me to relieve you of your gun and you of yours, Mr. Burnley, Mr. Davidson, Miss Perimeter. No tricks. If my revolver doesn't get you, I have but to prick you with this knitting needle.
Captain Corrari, I presume. The episode of the waiter?
An accident. The Black Countess does not often make such silly mistakes. Yes, I am the Black Countess. At last, the mystery is revealed, even if briefly. I know I do not look the part, do I? But still...
Millicent! Millicent! Oh, there you are, my dear. It's time for our hot milk. The wagon lid is all made up. Millicent, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, shut up, Reginald.
Oh,
really? Shove him under the seat if there's room, will you, Mr. Burnley? I've been wanting to do that for years. You have no idea what a trial it has been all these years operating an international spy ring while married to a poor general practitioner in the Midlands. Recently I learned that he has been working for the FBI, so I can consider that I have killed two birds with one stone, as it were. Oh, well, yes, I do feel a great deal freer now, free to retire. I have been preparing to do so for some time. Yes, the Black Countess is about to vanish from the scenes. But first, there is the matter of this princess here. She and I have many old scores to settle, I think. Ours is a long enmity, is it not, my dear? I have almost come to cherish it. It has been such a fixed star around which my career seemed to revolve. I shall feel quite lost without you to come back, Princess. But then... then on the other hand, I prefer my declining years to be peaceful. I shall think of you often, Liu Lin, as I sip my aperitif on the promenade at Nice.
No! No!
Gregorian, stop him!
What's it?
Jove, what an acrobat. He's pulled himself up on the roof.
Quiet, all of you.
Not so fast, madam. Help me, Harley. The old witch is strong as rocks. Harley!
He's flung himself on the roof after Gregorian. Ah, no, you don't.
You'll never take me alive. The Black Countess will never...
Hoist with her own petard, by Jove. Pricked herself with that needle.
But what about Harley?
I only hope he remembers that he strangled through a very low tunnel in about 15 seconds.
It's no use, Gregorian. Give it up.
Never, English fool. You will never take me alive.
Want to play it that way, eh?
Mr. Bucko.
He got to tell him. Gregorian, watch out.
Countess Lisa, I say you do look simply marvelous in white.
You may call me the White Countess, if you like.
Better than the White Queen, eh?
Here comes Celery at last, I was wondering.
Well, well, here we all are. The last of the Mohicans, as it were. My, this is an elegant establishment, isn't it? Have you ordered
Istanbul's finest restaurant, according to an old friend in Decoding.
Decoding must be overpaid. This is a damned expensive place.
Never mind. The owner is an old friend of mine. I'll take care of things. I know how it is with an expense account.
An old friend, eh? Not another of those husbands of yours?
No, this is a relative.
You know, I feel somewhat like a survivor. What a trip. Not without its comic overtones, though. Will you ever forget the faces of those policemen in Salzburg when they began removing the stiffs?
I like the bit in Bucharest when they found the ones they missed in salt.
Yes, well, it's been all in the day's work. However, we still have to deliver those papers.
How do we go about that? My instructions stop here.
So do mine. They get all vague at this point. Doubtless there is a method in it, though. However, I gather that someone will contact us if only we loiter about the ruined mosque to the north of the old city wall.
Never was much good at loitering, actually.
I'm sure you'll be smashing at it.
Thanks, awfully.
The ruined mosque. Perhaps we can bring all this to a quick conclusion. As it happens, there is another little task I have contracted to do here for a foreign power that should be nameless.
I beg pardon?
I see you are enjoying the antiquity. But the ruins of yesterday are sad, don't you think?
I say, how did he go? You are right, of course, but the ruins of tomorrow will be sadder.
Check the papers, please.
Well, I'll be.
Oh, really, Ian. You might have guessed if you'd really tried. I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, yes, I suppose I could have, but you see, I was distracted.
I see. My, that was almost too easy. Anticlimactic, somehow.
I know what you mean. Not a corpse anywhere.
I thank you, my friend. But this is no laughing matter. These papers may not bring final solution to the problems which threaten to plunge half the world into a bath of blood and flame, but they will help. They will help. Now, pardon me while I put them in safekeeping.
I'm not so sure they'll be entirely safe down there, Countess. There's been a gleam in the chief's eye since we started dinner.
Yes, I noticed it too. But I think I can handle Herr Burnley.
Oh, you do now. Well, care to try a pass on the dance floor?
Why, Herr Burnley.
They make a charming couple, don't they?
Yes.
Life's full of surprises in this game, isn't it?
Yes.
Some wine, sir?
But we didn't...
The gentleman at the table by the pillar over there said to send it with his compliments. The gentleman who is just leaving, the one with two canes.
Why, it's a bottle of peace potter, Goldtropfen and Spindler, sir.
And it looks very much like the doctor. But it can't be. Surely that plunge out the window...
You have to be tough to play this game, Harley. Dashed sporting gesture anyhow, this wine. Care for a splash?
Only one thing to do. Your health, MK2.
And yours, XN9.
You never know, do you?
No, you never do.